A Navajo comedy duo called James and Ernie toured rural Alaska hubs to fundraise for the project. On Tuesday, they landed in Bethel.
I call the Navajos the Starbucks of Native America.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like Starbucks, there's one on every corner, wherever you go.
Crystal Comacuk with ANTHC says the Bethel performance raised more money than any of the other visits along the tour. And that's good, she says, because the current housing for ANTHC patients and families is overflowing.
Right now we're utilizing two hotels and the Kuyana House, and that's still not enough.
The Kuyana House is the current too small patient housing facility. Comacuk says with summer coming and hotel rooms filling with tourists, the squeeze is getting tighter. Already, the consortium is sometimes housing people in hotels in Palmer because even Eagle River doesn't have the capacity.
So it becomes a bit cumbersome as far as logistically transferring elders and those who are already maybe fragile, receiving medical care, cancer patients, what have you.
The new facility is in construction. It has more than 200 rooms, sits on campus, and will connect to the hospital via Skybridge. The building will be six stories high with a library and communal kitchen on each floor with a playground outside.
It will also have a freezer for people who would like to store any subsistence food or groceries that they may be picking up at Anchorage to bring back home.
The new facility is set to open January 2017. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.